Good day, Power Couples. This is Carlos and Catherine Green of Power Couples Rock.
Hey, Power Couples.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode with the Power Couples, Carlos and Catherine Green, right?
Is that what it is?
Yes. We are back again, and we're so excited. One of the things that we wanted to do on this particular podcast is to talk about our mission and then what we call our C3. And if we start with our mission is to create a community of couples by implementing purposeful pathways so that they can develop masterful marriages. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a lot, but we're very intentional about making sure that the couples that we engage with, that we're giving them life every time that they're with us. We're hoping that couples are better off because they've been in our presence every single time. Mm-hmm. And even when they've gone through hard situations, we want them to even leave like there's hope.
Oh, yeah.
In their relationship, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so having that mission, it's very important that we live that, especially creating those purposeful pathways for couples and for those who are looking and seeking to be married as well. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we live the life that we are, that we teach about, that we preach about, that we have workshops about, seminars about, that we are true and transparent and authentic. And that's your word.
That's my word, authentic.
Authentic in what we do here, right?
That is correct. And I that's one of my core values, I feel like, is mm-hmm. being authentic. And I think that's when you can get to the heart of the issue or the heart of individuals and couples or whatever they're dealing with. If you can be authentic and transparent, that's so important. And a couple needs to feel safe and or have a brave space where they can say whatever is on their heart, and they don't feel like they'll be judged, and that they would hear it on the streets. Mm-hmm. And I think we create that for people, and that's important for us. It is important for us.
I would like to say that I feel very honored that one is I know my purpose in life, and that God has blessed me with an amazing, suitable partner to do life with. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have selected a better partner than this lady that is sitting next to me for over 32 years that we've been married.
Ooh.
She truly fills in the gap of those areas where I'm not as strong, and she makes me better, and she respects me to the utmost. And I love that she is a woman of God, a woman of faith. And, you know, when they say those, the women have that sixth sense, she truly has that sixth sense about her. Because I've made some decisions over the years that we've been together that have not been the best. And she didn't throw it back up in my face, but she was very keen about what I should be doing or what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. And I've learned over the years to truly trust her instinct, trust her sixth sense, trust that she is listening from the Holy Spirit about what that looks like. So I appreciate what you are really bringing to our purposed life.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. I didn't know you were going to say all of that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to say that either.
I am going to throw that back up in your face.
Yes. Right.
But since we are giving our shout outs, I want to give a shout out. Hey, a shout out to Carlos, who is a fantastic leader. And not only does he lead well in our home, but he leads well on the outside. And that's so important. I believe what you do on the inside of your home is so important, because I don't like fake folks. Okay. Mm. And I oftentimes
fake folks,
fake folks. I often will tell him when we're doing things or we're talking, like, if we're not doing it, let's not say it. And I appreciate like his leadership, his honesty, his words of encouragement, his patience with me and understanding my skills and my gifts and my talents and my introvertness and all of that. He's been able to, I would say, to say, help me to understand or still help me to be better in those areas, pushing me, knowing who I am and my character and how I am. And I appreciate that. And his character is very strong. He is who he say he is. That's what I appreciate. When people say, is Carlos like that all the time? Is he happy all the time or just joyful all the time? And I'm like, he really is. He does not come leave one place and then come home with this pouty face, but he is who he say he is. But I also create an environment in my home that welcomes my husband come too. On. And that's important. So I have a part in that, in wanting him to come home to a peaceful home, mm-hmm. as well as a joyful home. We put joy all around our home, right?
If you come to our home during Christmas, you're going to know the word that's most important to us, which is joy.
Joy.
Joy is in almost every room of our home. It's on our Christmas trees, it's in our fireplace, it's on our dining room table, it's in both of our offices. It is everywhere because that's our word. We want to emulate and we want to emanate joy mm-hmm. from our relationship. So I'm hoping that you all that are listening to this, when you have your spouse, you have your covenant partner with you, what is that word that represents who you are?
That's right.
And
that's
we've
right.
challenged, we got challenged in that from our great friends, Harold and Dahlia Arnold, uh-huh. about that. And now we've been challenging other couples to say, what is it? What's your brand? What is it that you truly want to represent yeah. that's going to represent Christ
yes.
appropriately, right?
Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Come on.
And we definitely represent that. And if you come in the home and you're not bringing joy, you're going to have to stay at the bottom of the steps until you find it. Okay. But most of the people who come in, they feel it. They really do. And we want to represent God well and live the life that we talk about and the life that we speak about. And we're serious about our covenant.
Mm-hmm. We are so serious about our covenant. So there's two things that I want to get into before we get into the C3, the connection, is with our mission and our covenant, where we're developing those masterful marriages. We found that on the word of God in Philippians 1, 9 through 11. And it talks about, Paul is talking about, how do we love well, not with just sentimental gush, but truly, how do we make sure that we're making good decisions and it's being fruitful and it's for the glory of God and we're representing Christ very well in our relationships and how we're loving. It's one of those loves that matures. It's one that we make sound decisions with. And so as long as we've been married, the 32 plus years that we've been married, we always feel like that our love is maturing for one another. So I care for her in such a deep fashion. It's that mature when you know better, you do better, when you can lock arms with one another to make sure that you're walking through life together, walking through this journey together. We want to make sure that our marriage is a representation of Christ and his church in every aspect of the word. So that's why we are working on the heart every single day to just ensure that we are representing him in the best way that we know how.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you saying that, which gives us a little segue into the three C's that we're going to mm-hmm. be talking
about. Can I just
about.
Say this one more thing?
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that was important for us, too, is that we like to name everything that we do. So when we're talking about covenant, one of the things that we wanted to do with our home is we wanted to name our home mm-hmm. because it's so important that when people walk into our home, there's an atmosphere that we like for them to sit in, to experience. So we've named our home the Covenant Home. And we named it that because, one, we made a covenant with God that this mm-hmm. home would be for the edification of him and it would glorify him. Mm-hmm. And that when people come into this home, we've made a covenant with them that they would feel at home. They would be in a safe space. They would be in a brave space. It would always remind us too of our covenant for one another, that divorce is not an option. And we're going to continue to honor our covenant with each other. And then we're going to be examples for other couples, as well as our sons who are not married yet, but we want them to understand the joy of being married. And that's why we've named our home, because it is important that we have defined where we live. So we're just encouraging you all too, if you get the opportunity, walk your space and understand what does that represent and name your home at this point. I'm sorry. I'm done. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm loving. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Okay. I'm not going to even interrupt what you were, that path that you were on and sharing that information. But since you've been talking about the covenant, mm-hmm. and we're talking about the three C's that it really guides us, mm-hmm. the covenant, connection, and community. And we want to share that with you to give you some little insight about how God speaks to us in that area, and then give you hope. And hopefully you can take this, some of the tools that we talk about, and implement it in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the covenant, when we were planning to get married many years ago, not understanding the depth and the weight of the covenant was one of the things that really challenged me. Because, and I want to be very respectful to my family, I do. Sometimes when you don't know, then you may make some decisions that may not be the healthiest for you. And I just grew up in a family environment, even my extended family environment, to where I'm not sure if everyone was educated and truly understood the word covenant and God's ordination regarding covenant. And so before we got married, we had an amazing pastor and his wife to counsel us in our space, because I was truly afraid of commitment, because I had seen some of the devastation that happened in my family regarding breakups of marriages, the multiple marriages, and then abuse that ensued with it. So it was very challenging for me. And going through that counseling, I came to realize why I was afraid of commitment, because I thought that I would fall into that same pattern. Mm-hmm. And that was groundbreaking for me. That was because now I started to truly understand that even though I had experienced some of those fallouts with my extended family and immediate family, I did not have to be a product of that. My life didn't have to turn out like that. And I trusted not only the counselor, but I trusted God. I trusted the Holy Spirit. And then I knew I was marrying the woman that would be with me till death do us part. I've always known that because you've always been such a loyal person. And that was assuring for me as I was going through this process.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't really understand covenant early on in the relationship. So I think I was growing in that, and really, because I wanted to honor that. But I did know when we had our counseling with our pastor that he talked about the word of God and how important it was and how that foundation is. And he did talk about the covenants, but as the covenants that God had throughout the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I think once we just started understanding it more, it really resonated with how we could honor God by, you know, honoring our covenant. Mm-hmm. And that was really special. And it gives you a whole different perspective and a way to look at your relationship. And that's always grounded us. And it's new to people because they don't think about.
Correct. And the thing about the covenant too, is that as we were going through the process, yeah, it got us through our marriage, our wedding, mm-hmm. walking through that. But we've always been very intentional about continuing to learn about the covenant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every year, just to make sure that it stayed fresh, it stayed relevant, mm-hmm. and it became part of our DNA, mm-hmm. to honor our covenant. So when we look at Genesis 2:24 and 25, where it says that a man will leave his father and mother and then cleave to his wife, and the two will become one flesh or become one, and then they both will come naked and unashamed with each other. That was complete transparency that we would have in our relationship. Mm-hmm. That's where I knew that I had the responsibility as a husband to care for my wife, and that we would be suitable for each other, that we could actually do life together. We could honor Christ together. There was nothing that we could not accomplish. So when we stood before God and the people that were witnessing our marriage, when it says for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do you part, for richer or for poor, till death do you part, where those were words that spoke to our hearts. Mm-hmm. And knew that we didn't know what the for worse was going to be. We didn't know what the for poorer was going to be. We didn't know what the sickness was going to be. And we've had all of those elements in our marriage over the last 30 years. Mm. But we've never once ever toyed with the idea that we would break our covenant.
Right.
At all. Just because we understood how important that word was, and how important it was to our marriage, how important it was to our children, and how important to, I always call them my spiritual sons and spiritual daughters that we have, that it is so important that we live that life that we have subscribed to.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk to couples about the covenant, or they ask us what keeps us so grounded, we talk about we do more understanding the covenant so that we can make sure that we constantly are being learning of it. Mm-hmm. So that we can make sure that as we learn, we honor it. And several couples that we talk with, they never even considered thinking about it being a covenant. It's like marriage is marriage. And when we enlighten their understanding about it, we've seen relationships turned around. Mm-hmm. We see the selfishness decrease, and we see selflessness increase.
That's correct. Well, I love that.
And it's so important that we honor that, and we want to share that out. Not only do we do the covenant, do you have anything else on the covenant?
The only thing I was going to say on the covenant is that we do challenge each other, and we challenge other couples in the covenant. Is three things that we look at from a challenge standpoint. How do we respect it? How do we inspect it? And then how do we protect it? Mm-hmm. So just think about those things as you walk through your covenant, and you're thinking about your spouse, you're thinking about your relationship. If you just answer those questions, how can you respect your covenant? How do you inspect your covenant? And how do you protect your covenant?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah. It's a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. And we can't go into all of that, but the details of breaking down. Maybe that can be later on. Show that we could talk about respect, inspect, and protect. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I wanted to add that other C that we really ground ourselves on is covenant. And the second is connection.
Right.
It's important that we connect with one another. And through our connection, we are constantly seeing how we can really better our marriage and ourselves. And so our connection may be going to workshops, maybe going reading some books together, listening to podcasts about our relationship so that we can grow. So we want to connect internally is most important, because if you heard earlier, that I really might want to make sure we're authentic in our own relationship before we try to share that with others. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that. So we grow together. We learn together. We do things together. We support each other. We encourage one another. We dream together. We meet. We meet constantly, but on a monthly basis, there's a focus intentionality to meet and talk about six core areas. And you may have heard that in our past podcast. faith, family, finance, fitness, future, and fun. Mm-hmm. We are still doing that. We go back and look at some of those old books we had before it was even in a book.
Exactly.
It was in a little notepad. But those things still have grounded us, and they've allowed us to really even, I think, just get a deeper, intimate connection with one another. And that's so important, at least for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I wanted to share about the connection and how important it is, how relevant it is in your relationship. And one example I also want to share is, yeah, I think you can connect in so many ways. And after that, we do movies and shows and things like that, but like a deeper connection when you can really kind of hear each other's heart and talk about, you know, what do you see us in our faith? Do we need to go deeper in things like that? And you can come up with suggestions or ideas and do them together and have experiences together. I think that really speaks volumes, and we keep that in the forefront and make it intentional.
Mm-hmm. She just said some really good things there.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just processing through what you were saying. I'm not taking away anything you said. I hope I can add to what you said because it was so good. There is an investment that we intentionally make into each other on a regular basis. And we do a lot of things together. And it just reminds me of that scripture, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, where it starts off to says, two are better than one. And then it ends with that a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Mm-hmm. And in between that, you see all of the benefits of being together, being two together. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we do life together. No one is truly meant to live life by themselves or isolated, whether you're married or not. It's just such a blessing that we're in the first institution that's ordained by God, that we get the benefits of being married.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the investment that we make in each other is something that is truly honored by God.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned that we do a lot of things together. But man, I just want to let you know, there's a lot of things that I do behind the scenes for my wife too, that makes it an investment into her. Every morning, I am praying for her. There's an intentional prayer that I have for her that speaks to her heart's desire. And I'm doing that on a daily basis because I want her to be the best version of herself. And when it's time for her to be presented back to God, I want God to say, well done, son. You've done a great job with the wife that I've given you. And that's very important to me. The second thing is that even when she's sleeping, I am praying over her on a regular basis. It may not be every night, but that is a great way that I try to cover my wife and make that investment into her. So there's things that we definitely do together, but there's also things that I take up on myself to make sure that I'm covering my wife and I'm investing in her because she is the most precious commodity. I'm not going to call you a commodity. You're not commodity. She's the most precious soul that I actually have here on earth.
Thank you.
And I appreciate her. when you appreciate something and something's that sacred, then you take care of it.
That's right.
You want to take care of it. Right. You want to treat it because it's fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And she's completely given her heart to me. And I want to make sure that I am protecting her heart by her trusting me, by her giving herself to me in the way that she does. So to me, that's that connection.
Oh, yes.
That helps us to continue to stay grounded and integrated, I guess, if I can say that, with one another.
Immersed with one another.
Immersed. I like that. Immersed.
It also allows us to see each other. Like I see you, and you see me. And when we go through the hard times, because people think that, oh, you guys are just good, so perfect. Yeah, we hear all this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, we just have learned with the tools we've been given. We just have learned to use the tools.
Right.
We don't just keep it in the toolbox. And so with those hard, when those hard times come, we've already have our toolbox ready to go. So we know what tools we need to pull out and use. And it helps the hard times, help you go through the hard times a little bit easier.
And we battled in these 30 years. Again, I go back to when we made our covenant commitment with each other, we've battled sickness, you know, with my cancer situation, with your health issues that you've had in the past. We battle with that. We battle with financial challenges, issues that go on. It's like, dude, we should be making more money, or we should be better stewards. Why are we broke at this point?
Oh, I never like to use the word.
I know. Broke. That's what I'm saying.
I would say
that's where we grow.
Money cometh. That's what I say. Back in the day when it was like, when you're living from paycheck to paycheck, it's like, oh my God, I don't want to be living from paycheck. Right. This is not God. And even in the midst of that, I know we kind of digress, but even in the midst of that, we came together, connected. We did a prayer, a fast, to go, help us to be good stewards, because it's something we're missing. And we always go back to our foundation, and then we go through it together so that both of us can experience that, and we're not pointing the finger at one another.
Right. So we did have some major financial challenges that we had to go through. And then we also had family dynamic challenges that we had to work through with sons and issues that we had there. And how do we manage those situations well? What does that look like? So all of those things and more, we've been able to continue to connect with each other and honor our covenant.
Exactly. And I have on my t-shirt, still standing. You can't see it on the podcast, but still standing is a documentary that we did that talked about our financial challenges with Tyler New Media, who asked us to share our story and how we overcame those challenges of our finances. Mm-hmm. And I still wear this t-shirt today. I may have it on every time I do this workshop. So as it reminds me that no matter what we're going through, we're still standing and we're still staying connected to one another.
Shout out to Ronnie and Lamar Tyler.
And they're doing TSP now. TSP, total sales and profit,
traffic
sales, and profit. And we are so excited of the great work that they're doing. Keep doing it. And that leads us into community, because they were part of our community. They still are part of our community. Though we talked about covenant and connection and now community.
So with community, it's really important that we establish a community that we can do life with, couples that are like value-minded, I can say that. And it's important that we are iron sharpening iron, just like in Proverbs 27:17, it says that we should be like iron sharpening one another. So as brothers and sisters, we sharpen one another. And when we are in a space to where we can share our stories and we can uplift each other and we can give life to one another, that completely helps our marriages. And then I like to go to Matthew 9:37, because it says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We feel like that we are laborers in this vineyard, because there are couples who are struggling. Couples don't understand their covenant or their connection. And we feel like that if we can get around them and help them understand what that looks like, we can help bring them into the kingdom. And making sure that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit is a priority for them. And that's going to make their life much richer. And so we do a lot of things when it comes to community, right? So we have our own community with Power Couples Rock. Mm-hmm. We do small group community with our church. Mm-hmm. And then on a national level, we are part of Eusebia.
Right, the marriage ministry.
A marriage ministry focused on Christ-centered couples, just to make sure that we can represent Christ in the best possible light. And I want to say this. Sometimes we vacillate on those things that are important, or we don't like to make commitments on things that's going to take our time. One of the things that me and Catherine have done, we've made two very strong stakes in the ground. We put two stakes in the ground in our relationship that helps us in our community. One is that the church that we attend, we've put a stake in the ground and said, that's our church. We love our church, and we're going to continue to be part of the local church, that church. The second stake that we put in the ground is that we're going to be part of Eusebia, because that is a marriage ministry that helps to illuminate the benefits and how we are victorious in our marriages. Mm-hmm. And we partner there with Eusebia, with Power Couples Rock. So those are two stakes that we're going to continue to live in no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. That's I love the way you put that. The two stakes is putting them in the ground.
We put them in the ground. Yes.
Exactly. And it just helps to elevate our relationship. And I believe, listen, we could go on and on and on. I mean, we have so much to say, but I would love to go ahead and just wrap this up and ask you to be intentional about your covenant, your connection with each other, and your community. And while you're doing that, let's get powered up.
Hey, don't forget to follow us on social media, right?
Yes.
You got to remember that. Subscribe to us on Instagram, Facebook, as well as go out and follow us on YouTube or whatever you're supposed to do with those things.
All social.
But we'd love for you to be part of our community. And hopefully this has been a value add for you as you get powered up.